Welcome, everybody, to the special edition show. This is your host, Tracy Mahan, and I am here with the wonderful Kathy Coy again. Kathy, come on aboard. We were sharing last week about the Ascetti Ranch and got to talking about Oracle cards and decided to keep the conversation going. So come on. Yeah. Say hello.
Hi, Tracy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. The audience in the chat room, if you are having any trouble hearing Kathy, let me know. We're just trying to figure out a way, because we are doing cards tonight, how to make sure she can still hear the show and shuffle and deal out, you know, her cards. So we're trying to make it so we can hear her, she can hear us, and work her magic. So yeah. Hey. Did you hear about the heat we're going to have this week in Oregon?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm really lucky. I work in a grocery store, and I'll be there all week in the air conditioning.
Make sure to turn the fans on for the kitty cats. But, yeah, we're supposed to be, what is it, three of the days this week, we're supposed to be in the hundreds. 107 is the highest that they're saying it's going to go. But that's... For Oregon, you guys, that's pretty high. We're not used to it getting that hot out here. So, yes, be prepared. We're going to whine like babies. So, it's just given. But, yeah, I plan on moving all my little critters inside with me and enjoying the air conditioning together. So, it's good. But I am going to tell you guys how to get to the chat rooms. I do have the Blog Talk chat room open now. If you want to come over there, that one is a little bit harder for me to keep tabs on. So I will say, if you can get over to the Facebook chat room, that is the one that is easier for me to follow, because otherwise I have to bounce back and forth. I know, a lot of technical details you don't need. But the Facebook chat room is under Heart and Soul Radio Chat. That's Heart and Soul Radio Chat. It is a closed group. Just ask to join in the group, and we'll get you in there as soon as possible. And then at the top of the page, I'll have a banner for today's show that says chat here. Kathy and I will be taking your questions, because that's kind of what the show is about today, is reading from Oracle cards. And I think part of the fun of Oracle cards is the fact that anybody can do them. Anyone. So this is a great place to start if you haven't done readings before, if you're interested in doing readings, you know, for yourself or for other people. I used to pull cards for myself every single day in the beginning when I was first learning. I would pull three cards for my day. And I have to tell you, it just would really give me a lot to think about, something to meditate on, something to journal about. And so I really highly recommend the Oracle cards for people in all stages of their intuitive quest. So how about you, Kathy? You got anything to say on that?
Yeah, I think I first got really interested in it when I took a little class that you gave about Oracle cards. And I got my first deck with you there, the Butterfly deck by Doreen Virtue. And... I pretty quickly actually got quite a few other decks, and like you said, it's just easy to just take a card or two almost every day and just kind of ask what do you need to tell me for this day, or things like that. You know, I was looking back a long time ago, maybe about 15, 20 years ago, they used to have things like, and they still do, that the Native American animal cards, you know, and I have an angel card deck that was my first deck. And I know how old it is, because I got it right as I was pregnant with my daughter, who's about to be 21. And that's where I got her name. So, so they've had some.
Oh, that's a neat story.
They've had some forms for many years, but I think Doreen Virtue just like really elevated it when she started doing all her card decks.
Yeah.
And there's so many more. I really like the decks by Stephen Farmer. He has kind of like animal and nature decks. Those are really neat. Mm-hmm. And then there's a woman named Colette Baron Reed, and the artwork and the...
I have a feeling you and I have pulled the same decks of cards.
Yeah, oh, I have a million. Her decks are beautiful to look at, and they're just, mm-hmm. Whatever she says with them are just to point. I don't know. And then recently, I told you, I think I just found some other decks. They're not quite Oracle card decks. I don't feel very comfortable reading with them yet. Don Miguel Ruiz or even Christian Northrup and Judith Orloff, who talks about empaths and stuff. They all have come up with a deck of some kind. You know, it's pretty funny. So,
yeah.
All kinds of decks for everybody.
So I'm going to segue back to the callers because I have some callers online that I'm not quite clear if you have questions or not. So if you have a question, press the number one. That puts a little question mark by your number for me so I know that you have a question and we know to take that call. And that you have the option to call in and listen because sometimes it's easier for people to do that. And I understand that that could be the case, but just in case, if you have a question, press the number one and it will let me know you have a question. So, because I do have a, there we go. See, it worked. I said something and now somebody's got a question versus just void. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so I'm going to bounce back here and I'm going to look at, I'm multitasking, by the way. Sorry, folks. I'm going to personally say hello to some people. We've got quite a few that are on board with getting some readings tonight. It's a lot of fun. These are really fun shows, and that's where our focus is going to be. You're not going to hear us talk a lot about cards because I really think you guys have an idea. But let's see if we jump into the chat room on Facebook. We will say good evening to Debbie, to Lisa, Lisa Jane, haha, Kathy. Oh, hey, that's you, Kathy. And then Charity, Beth, Brenda, Julia, Chelsea, Nancy, Alex, Casey, Kelly, Elizabeth, Arlene, and I don't know how to say this one, Saki Draw. I'm going to say that wrong, and I apologize ahead of time
Shanisa?
Or behind time. What is it?
Shanisa? No, Shanisa, I don't know. That's my niece. I asked her to call to go in.
It's Sakeydra.
No. I don't know that person.
She's got to call in now so that we can hear how to say her name. So that'll be wonderful. Okay, so do you have a magic deck in mind for your first reading?
Me?
Yeah.
No,
I'm talking to... Who do you think I'm talking to, silly girl?
Me? Well, it kind of depends on what the person wants to talk about because they talk about so many things. I just sent you a picture of my cat who decided to lay exactly where I would lay the cards out. So I don't know if you can post that on there.
I'm going to put that. Yeah, I'm going to put it on our.
Yeah.
Perfect. That is cute. And that's so typical. They know. They just know. Okay, so... while you're doing that, I'm going to go over and say hello to Aloha Jay. Yes, we got four other guests that are in the other chat room, the Blog Talk chat room. If you guys have questions in there, I'm going to do my best to bounce back and forth and find your questions. We have a lot of callers, so we're going to get busy so that you guys don't have to wait too long, okay? So let's go ahead and take our first caller. And here we go. All right. Last four digits, 6295. Who do we have?
Casey.
Hi, Casey. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. You're helping us chat it up in the Facebook chat. Thank you for doing that. So,
well, thanks for having me.
Casey,
you know what?
That person. Yeah.
So Casey, I'm going to use apparently a barking dog. The mermaid and dolphin cards, and I grabbed them up and I went to shuffle the deck and the divine magic card jumped out. So I just wanted to share that with you. You got some extra magical energy around you right now. It's a great time for manifesting. So
working on it.
Do you have a question?
I do. I am thinking about putting forth some effort and education for what is it? QHHT.
Yes.
Thinking
do
about
it.
Doing that.
You don't. That's not even a question. Do it.
I know.
You know that those are my most favorite sessions that I do. I promote them to everyone because I think everyone could benefit so much from those sessions. And the more people we have doing them, facilitating them, the better. You know, it's a time for people to start their awakening process and get further into it. You know, every time I think, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is such an amazing level of intuition, and I reach a new one, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know anything a year ago. Now look where I am, and then another year goes by, oh my gosh, I didn't know anything. Yeah, so that's what QHHT helps with, and that's quantum healing hypnotherapy. It's a wonderful deeper regression where you talk to your higher conscious and your counsel and really whoever comes through from the highest vibration possible to give you information on your path. And so, yes. Do I have to pull a card on that? I think it's a yes for me. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like I'm on one of those America's Got Talent things. I'm going to give this one a yes.
Okay. And so, Tracy?
Yeah.
Tracy? Yeah. So I pulled from the butterfly deck, the one that I first started with, for life changes. I got healing from the past, you are stronger than you know, and take the next step now. Sorry, did I yell into the phone?
I think that was another yes.
Didn't
so how are you
yell
feeling
into the
about
phone
this?
There.
How are you feeling about this decision?
This is kind of my third confirmation, so I think it's time to put forth some steps and take action. So
I think so.
Excited.
Very good. Are you going to do the online course or do an in-person course?
Yeah. I think I'm going to start with the level one online and then try to do the couple course that's after that you have to do live in session?
I think that they're doing level two. I know that there was an option to live stream it last time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyways, yes, get in your level one. And yeah, that'll be great. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm
good
excited.
Call.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank
All right,
you.
Well, we'll let you
Thank
go because I've got a whole bunch more people that want us to pull a card.
Perfect.
So, keep listening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I will. Bye.
Okay, so now I'm going to bounce over to the chat room. We had HaHa asking if we could pull a card for him. And unfortunately, he's got to jump, go to work. I said jump because another card jumped out. Okay, so HaHa, I am doing the same deck, the Mermaids. Now, this was my first deck. And it's one
Is
of my favorites. Said, have a card pull. He's going through a shift. So he was wondering if we could pull a card that would help him in this shift. What information can we give him? So Magical Mermaids and Dolphins. That was my first deck of cards. And that started my love affair with Oracle cards. So wonderful. HaHa, the first one I pulled for you was make a decision. So there's definitely some clarity that needs to happen. There's probably some change that you're putting out to the universe and saying, I would like change to happen. I'd like to create something like that. And the universe is just sitting there with their bag of popcorn, sitting on the edge of their seats, waiting for you to decide what that decision or what that's going to look like. So we really do have to help the universe when we desire change or when we desire something new, to really kind of put the effort into what does that look like so that, you know, these angels, these guides that we have know what to help set up for you for that next step. So what do you get for that, Kathy?
I pulled one from the unicorn deck. We both love the unicorn deck. So much fun.
Let's talk about the unicorn deck for just a second. Why do we love it?
It's just so simple, and the pictures of the unicorn are just, if you want to, I don't know if you want to make a picture of that unicorn, it's just so cute. But I
don't know if I'll find it online.
I might do it in a second. So from that deck, I picked creative. So I guess whatever he needs, they're looking for him to just act in some kind of creative way, whatever that is for him. And then I picked one from, since you were talking about angels, I picked one from Kyle Gray's deck about angels. I love Kyle Gray, by the way. He does beautiful decks on angels. And that one is The Miracle of Nature, and it says, "Thank you, angels, for helping me to reconnect to nature and fresh air." So if that somehow helps, I hope.
So fresh air, make a decision, life will be good. Yep, I really feel like there's now this isn't going off the cards, this is just what's coming in real quick, is that there's an exciting change or shift coming, but just like with anyone, we have to be willing to make the changes in our life to help that vibration move in. And I think that's what needs to happen here, is make a decision. You know, are you going to be okay with letting go of what you need to let go of, or bringing in what you need to bring in to create the vibration that matches this shift that's waiting for you? Okay, let's go to another caller. And this is a Skype caller. So 1111, you're on the air. Hi, who do we have?
Hi, my name is Trish. How are you?
Hi, Trish. Doing good. Do you have a question for us for the cards?
Yeah, I was curious what you were picking up about a reconciliation.
Okay. And Kathy, did you want to take that one first, or you want me to go?
Do we need to know who the reconciliation is with? Does that matter? Or
It's with a friend that I.
Okay.
I didn't hear that. Sorry. With a friend?
Yeah, it's with a friend who I haven't actually spoken to in over a year, but recently ran into.
Okay. I'm going to take my good tarot.
Hey, Kathy, we're losing your voice. I don't know if you're moving away from the mic.
Sorry. Can you hear me now?
It's still a little bit faint, but it's better.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, there you are. Okay, you're back.
You're right. Did you get that picture of the unicorn deck?
I already posted the unicorn deck.
Oh, good.
Okay. You're over there multitasking.
Can you hear me shuffling?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go ahead. I have a card here for Trish. It is Morning Affirmation. So what that tells me when I pull morning affirmations, and again, that's from the Mermaid and Dolphin deck by Doreen Virtue. Morning affirmations is telling me to have you look at your desires, and there's no mistake. You're calling in through Skype. Every single number shows up as a one. Ones are about watching our thoughts. You know, are we thinking about the outcome we desire? So what I want you to do is really start putting out the outcome that you desire for this reconciliation. And if there's forgiveness, just see all things forgiven, you know, for yourself, for your friend, and ask your angels to come in and work in this scenario with you. So what that's telling me is that you hold the power to create this the way you would like the outcome to happen. So morning affirmations, what is it you would like to have happen with this reconciliation? Okay, Kathy, what do you got?
Sure, and I picked a card called The Four of Earth, and it talks about ownership, the beauty of divine order, trusting in solid foundation. I'm going to read it because it makes sense when I read it. So even if I feel shaken up or am unable to understand why things happen as they do, I know for certain that divine order manifests in all aspects of my life. What I have built rests on a solid foundation, so there is no need for fear. While it is true that nothing is permanent, in the material world, I find security in the existence of a divine plan. Spirit is always there to remind me that I'm exactly where I'm meant to be for my highest good and for the highest good of all. So that's what I'm getting with that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling
You're
in,
welcome.
Trishy. You have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, now we're going to go to Brenda. Can I get a card pulled also? Never hurts to try and see what is in store in the coming months. So, just a random, what do the angels want Brenda to know kind of card?
Okay.
So we'll go with that. I'm going to switch decks here real quick. That's what you're probably hearing in the background is me shuffling around. Moving to, yeah. I'm going to go. You know what? We're going to do some wisdom with Colette Baron Reed on my end.
Nice.
And we like wisdom. So it's Wisdom of the Hidden Realms. And again, Colette Baron Reed. And they're a fun deck of cards. I believe she has four decks of cards. And all of them are good. Matter of fact, you know what? I have a website link to Colette Baron Reed's decks of cards, which will give you guys something to play with. So let's do that. I'm going to put that in both chat rooms, a link to Colette Baron Reed. She has her four decks of cards up. And you can go in there and get readings, you know, pick a deck, and then it lets you pick
cards.
Three cards. Yeah, three cards. And then what it does is give you a what do you need to know kind of thing. And it's a fun website. It doesn't show you all the cards in the deck. It's kind of a teaser thing, but it's still a fun thing to do, and it gives you an idea of what her cards are like, and they're fabulous. So, okay. Did you like how I superimposed my feelings on that as well? It'll tell you what her cards are like, and they're fabulous, by the way. Okay. Oh, and I think Brenda's, let me see, because I'm... Let's see. I think I saw somewhere where she wanted to know what's in store for her because I think she has a looking for a move to come. And so I don't remember if I saw her write that somewhere. But, it's probably in her chat. So what do you get for Brenda on her cards?
Well, I am going with the Earth Magic Cards by Stephen Farmer, and they have New Moon, which is the promise of new things to come.
Oh, you're fading in and out, and I want to make sure she can hear you. Ooh. So I'm going to have you start over with what card? We heard it was the Stephen Farmer deck, and then let's go from there.
Yeah, the Earth Magic deck, and it is the New Moon, so it's the promises of things to come. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a card, the Gaia card, which is a card of nurturing, being nurtured. And we don't know what the topic is, do we?
Well,
and
you know, she's been getting ready to do a move, so I think that might be what's on her mind. Let's see.
And the last card I picked was the Wolf, which is the instinct. So obviously she's going to go with, you know, what she feels there. I like the first card, promise. It's really promising.
Yeah. And so are you done? I don't want to jump in over top.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Lisa put the link to the mermaid cards in the Facebook chat. So if you're interested in those, she's got a link up there. I love that deck. Okay, so again, this one is from Wisdom of the Hidden Realms by Colette Baron Reed. I get the Hungry Ghosts, which is obsessions, the feeling that there's scarcity, and attachments. And so, Brenda, when I was pulling those cards, I was thinking about how you are packing and cleaning up and moving things around the house, getting ready to possibly put the house up for sale, and where are you going to move, and all of those things. And looking at what areas are you being obsessive in this area, like You know, is there something that keeps you up at night when you think about, you know, what's going on with moving? And, you know, knowing you a little bit, I know that where you're moving hasn't been anchored. At least it hasn't, as last time I talked to you, it hadn't been yet. So that might be where the obsession piece comes in. Where are we going to go if we sell the house? What are we going to do? You know, that could be very likely. And then the attachment piece, you know, maybe there's an attachment to the house that you're leaving, and that could be looked at for you as well. And then the next card that I pulled was the creativity and vastness, which, and it has a picture of the moon on it. So I thought that was kind of fun since Kathy's was the new moon. This one's a full moon type of thing. So the picture goes with what you were talking about there too, Kathy. And it's just about, you know, you get to create this. This is your moment. And I think that sometimes that can be intimidating for us, you know, because it's like somewhere in there, we kind of think there might be a plan, you know, and then all of a sudden you're like, no, you get to write this story. And it's like, what? You know? So I know when somebody told me that, oh, you got blank pages, you get to write this section yourself and you get to tell the story. And it's like, wait, how do you do that? I thought there was destiny. What's going on? But this is kind of what I'm seeing for you guys, that you get to write this section of your story. You guys get to figure this out. And guess what? If you don't like it, you get to change it. So it's not even anything to worry about. You know, you go give it a try. If you don't like it, you do something different. And so that's what I get for Brenda. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Can I add one more thing to that? The nurturing card I got for her, I just read it, and she needs to make sure to take care of herself while she's doing all this. So there you go.
Yeah, that kind of goes for all of us, doesn't it? I mean, it's so easy for us to get kind of wrapped up in some things and then not take care of ourselves in the process. So, all right, let's go back to the callers. Caller 9856, you're on the air. Who do we have?
Oh, this is Kelly. Hello.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're fabulous. We've got beautiful decks of cards sitting in front of us, and we're having a great time with all of you.
Well, I was just wondering if my angels had a message for me of some sort, because I've had a lot of dragonflies and butterflies and birds, per se, fly around me, so I didn't know if they were trying to reach out for some reason, tell me something, or if it's just my husband being himself.
Okay, you're the Kelly that's in the chat room, correct?
I am.
Okay. Have you looked up the power animal for dragonfly?
I have, yep.
Okay, good. I have to tell you, when we were at the beach this weekend, we had a great big family camp out thing at the beach. Both my parents have a birthday back-to-back. Today's dad's birthday. And yesterday was mom's birthday. Happy birthday, mom and dad. And so one of my uncles was on the beach, and he's walking down the beach, and he finds this dragonfly laying in the sand, and he scooped it up and was able to preserve it all the way back to the camper. And we put it in a little, it was no longer in the living, but beautiful, beautiful dragonfly. So that's just right up my alley right now, because it's like, wow, that was amazing to find that. And have it be fully intact, wings and all. Nothing was tattered or broken on him. So, okay. So the message is, let's see. You got the animal cards out, Kathy?
I have the
Oh, you're fading again. I'm going to have to keep tabs on you.
Yeah, Stephen Farmer's ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
You?
Okay. Are you going to read them, or?
So funny. Well, no, I didn't mean,
The angel message, she wanted an angel message, but I just thought maybe that particular deck of cards would be good.
Yeah. And
I'm going to go to the fairies.
I'm
going to go to the fairy deck, which is also, that one is also a Dorian Virtue deck.
So I pulled from the animal one, but I didn't get dragonflies, but I'll read what I did get, which kind of all go together, which I like. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Your horizon is working well.
So I got a polar bear, which is to stand up for yourself, speak your truth respectfully and compassionately. And the tiger, which is also a card about leadership, saying you're being called upon to provide leadership, so trust that you're capable of doing so. And then I got the panda, and it's create sacred space for yourself in your home and your place of work. So, I don't
did
know
you hear that okay,
so
Kelly?
Yep, I got that. That makes
okay.
sense.
The butterfly or the dragonfly, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then.
Yeah.
Are you done there, Kathy?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, Kelly, what I get, and I went to the fairies, Healing with the Fairies deck, and mm-hmm. I got to treat yourself with kindness. And then I drew three more, and I feel like those kind of go more together. The other one is just about making sure that you nurture yourself and you're good to yourself. Then I get the Breaking Free card, and the looking inside yourself, and also rising above the problems. Now, the way that I'm reading these cards is I kind of feel like I'm going to go with kind of branch off of what Kathy's already said, where there's some leadership stuff coming up for you. There's stuff for you to share, and it's time for you to break free and start sharing that and to bring that information from inside yourself. And the part where it says to rise above the problems, mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's rising above your problems. I feel like you're rising above the person that you're talking to their problems. Because sometimes when somebody comes at us with their problems, we get hit kind of hard and we start looking at the surface stuff. And if you stop and pause for a moment and then rise above and look at the bigger picture, and I do this a lot in the office where, you know, somebody's telling me their story is what I call it, their story of what's going on. And what I'm really doing is looking at the bigger picture. It's like, okay, so you're taking this thing over here very personal, which means there's something that's getting triggered. And, you know, that's what I mean. Like there's something bigger going on than the story. And that's what mm-hmm. I want you to start looking at when people start, because I have a feeling you're one of those people that everyone likes to tell you what's going on and so-and-so's doing this, and now this is happening, and da-da-da-da-da. And you have a beautiful gift of being able to bring them through that and start looking at it differently and start seeing the solutions, the answers. What would you rather be happening right now? You know, those kind of things. And so that's what I think Kathy's cards were, you know, they're saying, hey, get out there and start teaching, start getting out there and making yourself more available to people, because I think you have a beautiful gift of helping people. And of course the dragonfly, I'm going to just jump in there on that, is from your husband. So he is just saying hello. He is around you so much and all the time. And it's a beautiful gift to be able to recognize that and see it when it comes by. So I applaud you.
I held my hand out yesterday to one just to see, and it actually landed in my palm, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Then you're sitting there going, why don't I have a camera ready?
Exactly. I look at my niece had her baby with her, and I was like, take it. Where's your – and she's like, I can't. I'm like, oh, forget it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had that happen. Or Kathy and I, when we were at the Yosemite Ranch, we were like – were walking to the bathrooms and it was pitch black and I had the flashlight on my phone and we see this little owl and it flies from the ground up into the tree, but it wasn't that high up in the tree. So I'm shining the light up and going, oh, it is a little owl. Look at that. And it wasn't until my drive home the next day that I was going, why didn't I turn the camera on and take a picture of the owl? I was just so frustrated with that, but we weren't supposed to. That
yep,
we were more
exactly.
in the moment. We were just being in the moment with it. And that's what that's about. That was for us to share. It wasn't for us to just, you know, exploit it or whatever. But yeah, it's the same kind of thing. You were just right there in the moment. So that's pretty cool. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go so we can get to some more. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I hope I didn't lose my place here in the chat room. Are we on Beth, I believe, for a card? If I can get to the phone, Okay. This is a book. Okay, so let's pull a card for Beth. And yeah, she has no internet at home, so she'll listen to it in the archive is what I think is going on there. So let's go ahead and pull a card.
Did she have a question or?
Focus on a possible new guy in my life.
Okay.
Yeah. Focusing on that new guy, Beth. Okay. Oh, Beth, I think he has a really hairy chest. I hope you like that. Now, if there's a gentleman out there listening with a really hairy chest, send me a message. I'll get you Beth's information. We can play matchmaker on here. This will be fun. Okay, so for Beth, I ended up wanting to go to the Earth Magic Oracle cards by Stephen Farmer. So let's see what happens here. Beth and a new man. Oh my gosh, I just pulled the Love and Compassion card. Sweet. How fun is that? Okay. So I'm looking at this card. What it is it's a picture of a heart with two hands reaching across to touch. And they're not quite touching yet. And I'm going to, that stands out to me. So what I feel like is the message with that is that you're so close that you can feel it. Because both of the hands are over the heart, which means, you know, you can feel the rhythm of that heartbeat, right? So you can feel this person's energy, this person's heartbeat, but you haven't quite met him yet. So that's the good news. You haven't met him yet. So it's impossible that he pass you by because you haven't even met him yet. So, and then 3 months pops into mind. So I'm going to throw that out there for you, but you know not to get attached to that number. Just, I'm going to put it out there because it popped in, but you know, if it 3 months could mean something different, you know, like you'll be ready in 3 months and then he'll start to show up, but it could mean that you're in the relationship in 3 months. So we like to keep that a little vague because otherwise you get too attached to it. Anyways. Okay. So that's good news. Love card. What do you get, Kathy?
Okay, so I am using the Enchanted Map by Colette Baron Reed. It's kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Card deck, yeah. So the first card I got was Wide Open. So keep yourself wide open to possibilities, I guess. The second card was Moonlight, and that card talks about your intuition and trusting your intuition to lead you to places that may not seem logical. And this third card I got was the Wizard of Awareness. So that one says that your soul knows best, but I'm also wondering if it means that the person that you're looking for might be some kind of wizardy type person. If you're into that, I don't really know. So, yeah. So that's what I got.
Like, hairy chest? Question mark. Yeah.
Well, he has hairy a big chest. Beard, this guy.
Oh, you're getting a hairy one there, Beth. I think you'll like that.
Yes.
So, wonderful.
So you're pretty wide open and trust your intuition and, you know.
I'm glad that she was able to listen to the show and get that because, you know, it was unclear if she was going to be able to tune in tonight. So, wonderful.
Oh,
man
yeah.
is coming. He's coming and you might need to find his lips for the big beard. I don't know. Nothing I can
well,
say here right
might,
now will be appropriate. So
you might be led to somewhere that's not your usual place to be led. So you just have to trust that.
I feel like he's kind of got a teddy bear personality too. Like he's funny. He's uh-huh. sweet, he's protective and kind, and I just, it's a nice compliment. So I do feel like the energies will click right away. Okay, we'll move on because we got lots and lots to read here. Okay, last four digits, 6979, you're on the air with us. Who are we talking to? Okay, Caller 6979, last four digits of your number. Let me give you a half a second here. Hopefully we can hear you. They were waiting on hold a long time, so hopefully they unmute or whatever's going on. Hello? Nope. Okay. So we're going to go to 0941. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. It's Jay from Canada. How's it going,
Hi,
lady?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Good.
So do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes, I do. Actually, a question about the tarot card or oracle cards. And my question is regarding just in terms of what's going to happen in August, because I think it's going to be a pivotal month for stuff going on. But my first question first is that with the oracle cards, quickly, what is the difference between an oracle card and tarot decks? And why is it that most of the Hay House oracle cards or any other core cards always have certain numbers to it, like 44, like Dorian Virtue has always certain numbers to it. So I just wonder what those questions are. First, answer those questions are.
I actually don't do the tarot. I only do the oracles. So, Kathy, you have the tarot decks, right?
Yeah. So, The tarot decks are generally around 78 cards. That's based back in the ancient times of when they made these decks. You probably already know. It's like a deck of cards, and then they have the, 22 major arcana, and then the oracle cards. I don't know why they've come up with 44. Although some of my other decks have different numbers of cards. One had 50. One had 75. It's what they choose.
I think the 44 represents angels. I think that Doreen Virtue kind of started that. It was 44 or 44 was the angel number. So
yeah, and Colette has like 52, 54. So people have different ones. I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my second question is regarding, what's happening in August. We got a solar eclipse. We got lots of stuff happening in August. I see, according to astrology and stuff like that, it's a very cleansing month. So for myself, what kind of, it's a clearing month, cleansing month. and I just wondered that solar eclipse is happening in your country. It's going to be very interesting. But just wondered for myself.
Crazy.
It is. And I just wondered
Do you know about the connection to Trump on that?
I don't.
No, I don't. No,
okay.
I don't. So
it falls right on. Yeah, it falls right on his ascendant, which is pretty important. So it's going to be a shakeup.
Yeah, for
sure.
Sorry,
we won't talk about that right now.
No problem.
Well, just give him a brief. What to expect with the solar eclipse with that, Kathy, because she does the astrology. And I find it interesting. I'm actually going to be in Hawaii during that time. So I'm not going to be in the energy, which I thought was kind of an interesting thing to fall into place like that. So, so what is the energy? What should people expect with that?
Of the solar eclipse? Darn, I don't have that information in front of me right now.
Okay.
Sorry. I know it's supposed
to really kind of shake things up, just like any of the other stuff that's going on with the energy. Is it really is pushing people to look at their stuff. It's probably going to make a few people cranky. But if you're on your path and you're doing your stuff, it's one of the things I was told is that it's a good time to make sure you got your ducks in a row, because wherever you are, it's gonna bring that to surface. So if you're dealing with relationship stuff, try to wrap it up. If you're, it's kind of like, if you don't like your job, you're really gonna be having that in your face. That kind of stuff is, and it's been happening like that. But this eclipse is going to really uproot things. I heard it's pretty chaotic. So. But I'm not an astrologer, so it would be good to look it up and find out how that hits.
It kind of depends on where it falls in your chart, and it's going to fall on the president's and the country's chart in a very significant way. That's what I've heard. So, again, I don't have the information in front of me, but so it's different for everybody in different circumstances. And as I always try to tell my daughter, you know, the end of the world isn't coming. You just have to keep moving on with life. So, you know, she's worried about every little thing they say. And, anyway, so you have you have a question about August.
Yeah, for the energies for myself, because I just I'm just coming off a 7-month yoga intensive, which will be actually ending today, and just see what August is going to be like for the continuation of it, or just maybe just work with the energies to clear some stuff.
Okay, I pulled a card that says your dreams are coming true. Don't quit right before the miracle occurs. It just keep staying optimistic because you're creating those desires. You know, the things that you're putting your heart and mind into are happening for you. So keep up the good work. And then what do you have there, Kathy?
Yeah, and this time I'm drawing from a deck called The Answer is Simple by Sonia Choquette.
Okay.
And I have See the Light, but then the second card I got was Stick With It, which is kind of what Tracy just said. And then To Lend a Hand. So I don't know if you're being asked to maybe take what you're learning and help with that. Is that something that's happening for you, or?
I'm a drum teacher, so I haven't explored that avenue a little bit. So, but thanks for reminding me actually what I got. My responsibilities are.
Did you say you just came off a yoga intensive of 7 months or something?
Yeah, 7-month yoga intensive.
So did you see the light in that? That's the first card I picked, See the Light.
Yeah, so I've saw the light in the last 30 days, basically. I was so busy with my other stuff that going on, you know. But, yeah, just seeing the light more. I feel seeing the light more.
And so something maybe from what you learned about yourself or about life in general, maybe that's something you can lend a hand and kind of help out other people. I don't know. Just thinking of that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It could fall into place in conversations.
Yeah, we got to stick with it.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And we're using two different decks, so that's
kind of... Yeah, it kind of tells you something there, doesn't it? And we're sitting in two different areas in the world, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Jay, I've got a lot more to get to, so thank you for calling. I always love seeing you in the chat rooms, and so it's nice to have you call in and get to hear your voice. So make sure you call in again. All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, real quick in the chat room, we have Elizabeth. I would love a card, please, for next month. So she kind of wants the same thing. Just what does next month say? So,
which is tomorrow.
It is, isn't
I can't
it?
Believe it's Ooh. Already August.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. All right. Yeah. I pulled out of the mermaid deck, I pulled heaven, accept heaven's help. You've prayed for help, so get out of the way. I love how she puts that on that card. So get out of the way and let heaven help you. So it falls back on the whole once you've asked, and set the intention that this is what you'd like to receive, allow it to happen. My favorite example of that is, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you sit down and you place your order, you don't follow the waiter or waitress to the kitchen to make sure that they, you know, are putting that together correctly. You trust that you're going to get the plate of food you ordered. Maybe not everybody does, but I do. And so that's kind of the example of prayers. You know, when we put our prayer out there, you got to trust that God hears your prayers and that the angels, your guides, they're orchestrating an event for you to bring that to you. And, you know, a lot of times what we got to realize too is maybe our vibration doesn't match that of what we're asking for. And so there might be some other events that need to happen in our life to change the way that we're putting things out in the world so that we can attract that thing that we're asking for. So I'll put that out there real quick, and then I'm going to let you go, Kathy, because I'm looking. We've got like 10 minutes left.
Okay. So This one I'm drawing from the Flower Therapy deck, which is Adoring Virtue, Robert Reeves deck. I love this deck. It has cleanse your energy, smile, and purification. So there's basically wants you to cleanse your energy of all negativity, negative people, places, experiences, and simply smile and notice the profound healing difference that that makes in your life. And so I guess it's time to just kind of clear out and get some positive energy in your life.
Wonderful. Okay, we're going to rapidly go to a caller.
All right.
So we're going to move through these as fast as we can with our 10 minutes and get to as many as we can. So caller with the last four digits, 3684. Who do we have?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Who are we talking to?
This is Sonia.
Hey, Sonia. So what was your question for tonight?
Was concerning career employment. I do have a job now, but I am looking for another job. I've put out a few applications, but, I just haven't gotten any interview or anything yet. Basically, it's just, position has been filled or no feedback or anything. But, I don't get deterred by that, and I continue to look. And I wanted to see what you're picking up as far as me finding this new position.
Okay, well, I'm getting some good cards. I'm pulling from Messages from Your Angels by Doreen Virtue. And I have the Carissa card and the Mystique card. And then the Serena card. So the first card is about you coming to an end of a cycle. So you've been repeating in a cycle or you've been in the cycle. And you're now coming to the end of it. And the next step for you is the happiness that you've been waiting for. And then the next one, the Mystique card, is saying keep charging ahead and don't take no for an answer. Expect miraculous solutions to appear. And then the best card of yet is the Serena card. I am the angel of abundance. You will receive the money that you need, and God is in charge of how that will happen. Have faith. So what it's telling us here is that the cycle that you're probably just worn out from it, is coming to an end. You're at the end of this cycle now, and you're charge full speed ahead. The abundance you need to get you through whatever it is on its way, and just hold the faith that it's coming to you, okay?
Okay.
You have the victory in this one, so it's all good. Okay, Kathy, what do you get?
Yeah, I also got Welcome the New. I'm going from the Butterfly deck. And I'm wondering, do you have any concerns with having to take care of your parents at this time?
No, I only have one parent living, and they're already living with some other family members taking care of them.
Okay. Because the other two cards I got were sobriety and parental care, and sobriety is kind of just cleaning up whatever needs to be cleaned up in your energy, and then I was just wondering if there was maybe some issues that were keeping you from getting a job because you had to do something with your parents, so...
No, you don't understand. I do have a job. I am trying to find a better job, with better benefits pay, because I certainly have the qualifications. I've been here about 2 years, almost 2.5 years, but, I know I can do better. I just don't want to stay here for another 5-10 years and then, and it's too late then. That's all.
Right. Are you a parent yourself?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I got that card. It just seems like that seemed to be a factor in your changing your job. Maybe you'd be working with people like that, older people. Is that a job?
No, I work with technology. I have a degree and I work with technology, so I have nothing to do with working with elderly or people. Yeah.
Huh. Okay, well, that's Welcome the New, I think, is probably the best one that I got for you there, then. Sorry about
okay.
That.
Okay, so Welcome in that New really fits in with letting that old cycle come to an end. charge ahead, welcome the new, abundance is on its way, everything you need is lining up. And abundance can mean the new job. It's just a word to look at as far as like you are creating that desire. So, okay, I'm going to let you go so we can get to the next caller and get as many as we can in here. So thank you for calling, Sonia. And hopefully we'll see you here again next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, so, yep, I'm going to pull on another caller, and then I also was wondering if you could pull a card for Alex in the chat room, and we'll double team this here and get two of them. Okay, so caller 5265, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who do we have?
My name is Alexandria.
Hi, Alexandria. Look at that, we're doing Alex in the chat room and Alexandria on the phone. I love it. Okay.
What a coinkydink.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to go real quick to Alex in the chat room. I'm getting the card that you need to rest, take a nap. You've been pushing yourself really hard, Alex, and a nap would be really good. And making some new friends and just enjoying that and being more relaxed and breathe. And okay, so that's what I get for Alex. And then Alexandra. Oh, yeah. What do you got for Alex in the chat?
For Alex in the chat room, I got detoxification and stand your ground, and that's from the fairy deck. So it sounds kind of similar to what you were saying.
That's such a perfect deck for her. She's all about fairies and dragons and all kinds of neat things. So perfect. Okay. Oh, now, Alexandra, what are we doing for you, hon?
So I have had such a tremendous year so far. Lots of changes going on. I'm hoping for stability. I'm looking for a new job. My husband's been looking for a new job. We have jobs, but it's not where we both want to be.
Okay. And I'm going to say this right now before we go off air, because we have about 2 minutes left on air. I have two callers that we haven't gotten to. You know who you are, because you're the one that we haven't gotten to. If you would like to stay on the line, Kathy and I can read you real quick. It'll still get recorded in the archive. It just won't be broadcasted on the live show. So if you stay on the line, we will get that. And same with Alexandria. If we end up getting cut off, you're still going to hear us. So don't worry about that. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, hey. Look at that. I'm excited about this. It may or may not answer your question, but I always love seeing this card. And then the next one, too. So I am pulling from messages from your angels, and they're saying you're a spiritual teacher, that you have the ability to counsel and help others awaken in their spiritual gifts and divine mission. So are you aware that you are somebody that is here to do that?
I'm a teacher.
Well, that's good. Do you help people with their, like when they're struggling with their problems, and you help them find their answers, and you just bring them to a higher vibration? Are you good at cheering people up?
I don't know. Well, yes, I have students that I teach high school. I teach high school math right now. And the school I work at is a private school, and it's a very small group of kids. So I do have a lot of kids that come to me and ask me questions and ask for advice. So I guess that card matches me.
Okay.
And I'm currently working on my doctoral degree, too.
I'm going to ask you to stretch yourself, because the second card that I got for you was about you bringing in your psychic and spiritual abilities and experiences, and that you're going to use that as part of your teaching. And it may not be that you use it in a school setting, but, you know, among friends, family, acquaintances, somebody you're standing in the grocery line with, whatever. But working on your own psychic abilities, your intuition, because you have the cards don't lie. Ask Kathy. They just don't lie. They're telling me that you are supposed to be out here helping people to see that they have wonderful intuition and to trust it and to start putting a little bit more faith in the things that they're getting for themselves. And so working on that, developing your own psychic abilities, and then bringing that in to help others with theirs. Okay? You don't have to. You don't have to do it in a gypsy sense, but you know, beautiful, beautiful energy around the around that. So maybe getting a deck of oracle cards if you don't have one.
Yeah,
so, I have two, and I just have never learned how to use them.
Oh.
I've had them for years. I probably got them about 10 years ago. I did the whole, you know, sleeping with them underneath your pillow kind of thing, and I got away from it.
Oh, I've never slept with them under my pillow.
Well, no. 10 years ago when I had that, and then that's
shelf?
What I was told to do, is you're supposed to put them underneath your pillow, and you're supposed to sleep with them for 10 days, because it's supposed to get your energy if you want to read from them. So
okay.
I never was able to learn how to do it.
You don't have to sleep with them.
Work with them. Yeah, just enjoy them, you know, use them.
They get excited when we just pay attention to the signs around them. So, yeah. Kathy.
Yeah, you were saying that the cards don't lie. I'm going from Keepers of the Light by Kyle Gray, and I got Psychic Insight. Your third eye is open, right?
You're not getting away
from
it, Alexandra.
And the next one I got was Soul Expression. Your consciousness is expanding. And But before that, I went into the changes one, the butterfly one, and I got windfall, which is nice. I think you're looking for a different job or different income. Windfall, welcome the new, and get some rest. But I love how the other two cards went with yours, with the soul expression and the psychic insight.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about that?
Me nervous.
Oh.
It's time to remember who you are. So
yeah, what deck do you have?
I have the regular basic tarot cards, and then I also have a goddess deck.
Yeah,
ooh, the goddess deck
feels more.
Mhm. I'm drawn to that goddess deck as she says that. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Barnes and Nobles and I found them because I liked the pretty colors on them. That's what made me buy them.
Yeah, that's what draws you to a deck. That's great. I had many, many, and I still have many, many tarot decks. They're so complicated. There's so much more to them. The oracle card deck, if you start working with that, you'll really enjoy it. You know, you just pick one card, two, three a day, and you'll see how it really talks to you. It really answers the questions that you have. You just have to trust them.
Basically, your cards are telling me that I should be doing what you guys are doing.
Yep. And when you get
home, I'll
have you on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're just doing it for fun, you know.
Yeah, I was told many, many years ago that I was supposed to be helping people and that I'm supposed to be writing a book. Well, I'm working on my doctoral degree right now, and I'm going to be writing my book, quote unquote, soon. But I just never envisioned me helping people by doing cards.
We had Aloha Jay on here, and he was talking about that the energy of the eclipse. That eclipse is helping people wake up and remember what this is all about, this journey we're taking here, and reconnecting us with ourselves and with spirit. And so we need more people out there to help answer questions. So the fact that you've already looked, even though it was 10 years ago, you bought these cards, there's a part of you that knows that this is part of what you're going to do. So the great news that people that are stepping into this now are kind of fast tracking. When I started this, almost 30 years ago now, it was, it was kind of like clunking along, like it was the wagon wheel, and now you got the sports car version. And so it's like the awakening process is so much faster now because the collective is waking up. And so it's that 100th monkey effect. You know, we got so many people that are tuned in and tapped in now that the next person that, you know, stumbles into their process of connection, it goes so much faster. It's so much more mainstream now. You don't have to look so hard for it. And so I would love to have you check in with us again in a month or so and just tell us what that journey, what it's what it's doing for you. Because
oh,
it's an amazing
one. Find them. We just moved to a new house about 3 months ago, and they're somewhere in a box. So I guess I'm going to have to take a gander and find them.
You know, the other thing to do is pop on Amazon and put in Oracle cards or angel cards and see what pops up. And, you know, they're like $10 or something like that to get a box of cards.
Yeah.
And just see if anything else jumps out at you for cards to just get a fresh start with a new deck maybe. So, yeah, we'll let you play with that. We've got two more callers to get to. And so this will be on
Thank
the archive
you so much.
If you want to re-listen. Yeah, we probably didn't go the direction you wanted to, but we went the direction Spirit wanted us to. So,
yeah, and have fun with it. Just have fun with
Thanks.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller, 6949. I think we tried this one once before. Oh, maybe not. 6949, are you with us?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
Laura.
Hi, Laura. And what are we going to look at today for you?
I'm looking to see when you see a physical move for me. I'd like to buy a house. And I'd like to know when you see that happening for me.
Okay, well, we're drawing cards today, so we'll see what the cards say about. They won't probably give us a date, but it'll probably give us something to help look in that direction. House buying can be a fun but very stressful thing. One of the things I do is real estate, so that process can be intimidating sometimes. Okay. So, now you're in the process of looking, or are you selling a house?
No, I'm looking. I've been looking for a while, and I missed out on a couple homes and lost the bids on those. That was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And in the interim, I had lost my contract finished, I should say, and so I was out of work for a while, and now I'm trying to catch up on all my bills. So, but I would need about 3 months to get my down payment together.
Okay. So the card that literally jumped out of the deck and almost hit me in the eye is Alchemy. So this card saying that you have the Midas touch right now, and every project you begin turns to gold. Now I know when I get this card, I look at it and go, "What? That's not happening." So, but here's one of the things that I have always found to be true. When things seem like they're the hardest, or like they're not, your prayers aren't being answered, that's when spirit, when angels, when the guides are working their hardest on the other side to make things happen for you. So I have found that if I can keep my faith through those low moments where it doesn't look like it's working, then actual miracles will happen. And with this house, you know, if you're feeling like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get all this together? Or the right house isn't showing up. I already lost two houses. I didn't get in on it. It's because the right one's being saved for you. And I just went through this process with a beautiful lady. She was looking for a new house. She had already sold hers. She had 30 days to get a new house. And we looked at, she put offers in on four different houses, and then one of them she got, and it turned out the inspector said, you should just light a match. This is not a good house. The second one, it turned out that the power company had an easement on it, so there wasn't anything you could do with the property that came with the house. So then by the third one, and I'll tell you, she sat there and told us what she wanted. She wanted an older home with a front porch and blah, blah, blah. We came across this absolutely amazing house. It was an older home. The couple that owned it, he was a carpenter or is a contractor, and he kept up on that house like you wouldn't believe. And there was just nothing. Even the inspectors were like, if you don't buy it, I'm going to. So, so hang in there. It looked like it wasn't working. It looked like, you know, it was getting stressful. The deadline's coming up. And then all of a sudden, everything fell into place, and she ended up with her dream home. So That's what I'm going to say about the alchemy card. And then the next one I got is have faith, which we just kind of talked about that. And then the answer is yes, everything is coming together. So just follow your intuition and take action as you feel guided to. Okay? And I'm going to let Kathy jump in.
Thank you.
Sorry, Kathy. I kind of talked forever there. Sorry. I got all excited about the real estate thing.
No, I know. That's your thing. That's great. No, it's funny. I am having a very hard time finding a deck that works for this. I went through several different ones. I'm picking now from the fairy oracle cards, and I'm getting creative expression, visualization, and self-reliance. So it's kind of like what you were talking about, Tracy, in terms of kind of there isn't necessarily the thing out there right now. She's going to have to visualize it or somehow make it, you know, create something that isn't there already. I'm not sure if you understand that, what I was saying. So, yeah, I don't know. It's funny. Go ahead.
Every time I start thinking, oh, my gosh, how am I going to find the money? Where is it coming from? Every time, and I'm not kidding, every time I think that way, I will be driving, I'll pull up, I'll get out of the car, and there will be a penny in the spot that I pulled up in. Every time.
You gotta love that.
And it happens when I'm feeling down about the finances or the getting the house. And every time I start doubting, I'll pull up in the parking lot, and there will be the penny. It could be on my side or it could be on the passenger side, but I will find it. It's amazing.
I
love
that.
And then I thank the angels, and I keep them coins. I don't use them. But I always thank the angels, and I laugh. I say, yes, I know. I need to have more faith. I need to try.
We get caught up in it, don't we? And then they do something that shakes us free. But wonderful.
Wow, so that's great. I just chose a card from the card on Angel Prayers, and it says, count your blessings. Thank you, universe and angels, for the blessings in my life. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So it's coming.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have a caller that I don't know if you have a question. I would hate to miss you if you did. And that last four digits, 8292. If you have a question, push the number 1 so that we know you have a question. And then we're going to go to 0837. And did you have a question?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. I am feeling some very odd vibes at the place I work. And,
okay.
And
I'm going to get your name from you real quick.
Oh, Deborah.
Deborah. Okay. Okay,
yeah.
And so weird vibes at work.
Yeah, like I'm in a lease spot in a place, so I don't actually work in the for the people that we're leasing the space for. But there's a lot of jealousy. It's pretty toxic, and I'm just wondering if it's gonna ease up or will I find something else.
So the first thing that popped in for me is I want you to look at what is it mirroring to you. And then I'm going to pull a card. Do you know what I mean when I ask you what is it mirroring?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. Okay, that helps. Okay. So I'm pulling from the Colette Baron Reed Wisdom of the Hidden Realms, and I get the word Lord. And it's about communication, praise, and dishonesty. And if I remember right, this card talks about your intuition pulling, you know, when somebody's not ethical or, you know, they're full of it a little bit or whatever.
Right.
And so would this fit for what you feel like you're going through right now? Because you got some people that
absolutely.
Are just not. Yeah. So it's really hard to be in an environment like that when your BS meter is going off constantly and you're feeling that energy coming at you. So what I'm going to tell you would be helpful, because you can't change what they're doing. You know, you can only change what you're doing. So just, I know this sounds bad, and I don't even know where the terminology came from, but with a friend of mine, when we were going through something where somebody was attacking or being very, throwing energetic daggers, we used the term Reiki cage them. And I know it sounds bad, but what you're doing is surrounding them with love. Reiki is love.
Ah.
And so you're just surrounding them in a bubble of love. And then you surround yourself also in a bubble of love and protection, and ask your angels to keep you from their harmful words or anything that they may be saying against you. And just ask to clear the air with all of that. But yeah, I know I need a better term for it, but it's the one that popped in when I was talking to you. It's Reiki Cajun.
Yeah.
And
I
put
do
them in love.
That. I do that. I feel like it might be going towards lawsuits,
here's your next
at this
thing.
Point.
Ask your angels, what am I supposed to be learning here? What am I supposed to take from this? And then just sit down and write it out. What am I learning? What positive things from this experience? And, of course, we could do that here, but we're running out of time. We get a little bit of time on the radio show after it goes off the air. So,
yeah,
but, you know, a little bit of homework with that.
So,
and then I'm going to hand it off to Kathy. She's going to have some more to tell you.
Thank
you
so much. So I pulled from a deck that's called the Power of Surrender cards. And the first one was surrender to what is. So flow with what is instead of fighting it. When you can't change a situation, compassionately accept it exactly as it, and that will bring you peace. Then I picked a card from the unicorn deck, because I couldn't find another deck, and it says the card says it's okay to be different. You don't need to be like everyone else. You're perfect as you are. So there you go.
Yeah,
and that makes total sense.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
call those angels in around you, because nobody wants a lawsuit situation. So let's just call them in and ask for the highest good to come of this, so that you can get some resolution and be able to, go to whatever environment you are in every day and not have to dread it. You know. So,
yeah. No, I like my job. It creates some jealousy, because I'm pretty zen-like and I don't usually fight. And I think that's what gets, and I'm pretty successful, and that pisses them off even more, you know?
Yeah.
And I try to say there's enough
so
in the universe for everybody.
Huh? Yeah. So you're their mirror of what they could be, but they don't try hard enough.
They don't. And they want me to hand them everything. And I'm like, look, I got my stuff to do. I help everybody, and maybe I'm an enabler, and I stopped, and that's why, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't
carry them along with you anymore, but you'll find your boundaries with that, and that's good, and very good. Good for you. I'm high-fiving
you
over here.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Okay, sweetie, we got one more caller to get to, so
thank you.
Keep us updated. Let us know how this is going, and keep their energy off of you. All right.
Thank you.
You have a good night. Bye-bye. Okay. And 8292, you're on the air. Sorry we made you wait. I just didn't see the question mark.
Are
you with us?
Yes.
Okay. Who do we have?
My name is Joy. And
hi, Joy.
I don't want to be specific about my question, but I want to know if it's a good idea or not to do something.
I love those guys. You know, I do that with my family. I'll just send them yes or no, and then they have to go with whatever they feel pulled to, and that's kind of what you're doing here. So you're asking yes or no.
Right.
I'm getting yes, but you're going to have to tweak the way you're asking the question a little bit so that it'll be in the highest good. There's something missing, or something that you're not thinking about quite, you know, without knowing the question. I don't know how to word this. There's something missing from the question, And if you think about it, it feels like you'll get it figured out. What is missing from the question or the way that you're asking the question? So if you can either reframe the question or give it a moment to see.
Will this get me in trouble? Basically, if I do this, will it get me in trouble? So my Tracy?
I'm hearing from, with some people it will. I'm going to ask you, Joy, which answer makes you feel better, to do it or not to do it? Without thinking about what anybody else thinks, what don't worry about. Nobody else gets a say in this. Whatever you do, it's your thing. Which one makes you happier?
That's tricky. I care about both. Care about what I want, care about what they need, you know?
So ask your angels to help you come up with a solution that is in the highest good for everyone and will bring, I'm going to use your name, it will bring joy to everyone. It'll bring happiness to everyone involved.
In that case, I have to wait for 3 weeks.
Okay. Is that a bad thing?
No.
Okay.
I have to wait
for
3 weeks.
All right, Kathy. Let's see what Kathy gets here.
Yeah, okay, again, the magical unicorns say, relax, everything's okay. Don't worry, it's all going to be fine.
We like those unicorns.
Just saying.
I like it. They're just saying.
Unicorns, fine.
Oh, you know what? I just pulled a card from the mermaid deck, and it says self-forgiveness. So wherever you're holding yourself, you know, if you feel guilty for something or, you know, you're holding yourself responsible for the way other people are feeling, you need to forgive yourself and for them. It's not your job to do that. And I do know you care, and that's why you're going to ask for the highest outcome for everyone. But that doesn't mean you sacrifice your happiness so that everybody else can be happy. Does that make sense?
I think something happened today. I was at an art thing, and this woman, my dog, peed on her bag, and she got so upset, kind of ruined the whole thing, and I felt so bad. And then she told me in front of everyone how fucking annoyed she was about it. And I felt so bad. I felt like, then she apologized, and I said, you know, it's okay, I understand, I get it, but I also have feelings, I said.
Yeah. You know, you handled that really well, and that's a perfect example for anyone listening. This is the energy that we're in right now. It's going to bring out our ugly sides. It's going to make us snarky. It's, you know, you might be the one that snaps at somebody next time, and you'll want their forgiveness. And so what you did was amazing. And you were truthful about how that hurt your feelings, and then you were also forgiving in the sense that, you know, you knew that she was just having a moment. So.
Yeah, and the other people, there were like 1, 2, 3, 4 other women, and they were all like quiet. They didn't say anything and pretended nothing was wrong. They just like la 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 la. It was just so weird. This whole country so disconnected, you know. Something
is
happening.
It is. Well,
so
maybe that solar eclipse will come in and shake them up.
Yeah, so. I don't. Oh, your dog is a therapy dog. Yeah, it's not supposed to be perfect. You know, it pees on things. It's a dog. Anyway, I think
here's how to look at it. Thank you, God, for giving me the opportunity to have this experience so I could experience frustration and then forgiveness. Hurt and then forgiveness.
Yes, also,
you know?
And also show others that I didn't go, show others you don't have to be defensive. Things like this, I was very gentle and very understanding and but also very, I was very truthful to my feelings, too. And I think that's a very new experience that, you know, that I said, you know, yeah, I understand how you're feeling. And, you know, I had a very long day, too. And I feel, but I do feel bad. I do feel guilty, I said, for what happened. But, you know, if you want me to clean it, I can do that. But, you know, I have feelings, too. But I wasn't defensive or angry or, hey, it's a dog that's supposed to do that, you know, or you know, yeah, so that I was very honorable and amazing. You know?
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a small dog. A small
like
one.
A little,
I don't want
little pocket size baby. Yeah.
A little bigger than that.
Well, at least you didn't come back with, well, you know, dogs are a good judge of character, so what is this saying? No. I'm sorry. I'd come
what?
Back with, I said, at least you didn't come back with the comment of, well, dogs are a good judge of character, so what is it saying when he pees on your bag?
Right. Oh, God.
That's the kind of response that gets you in trouble, though, so don't do that one.
I think I did a good job. Let's keep it
you
at
did.
That.
You did a great job. All right, Kathy, do you have anything to add here at the end?
No. No, sorry.
You're just going to keep your bag up off the floor. I understand.
I don't have one.
Okay. Well, I hope that helped you to talk to us about that. And, just keep being
it's
you.
Nice.
Keep being wonderful.
Yeah, and keep being myself, yeah.
Yeah, don't
like
let somebody
it.
Else dictate who gets how you're going to respond. You did a great job. So, good girl. You were an example for
Thank
somebody.
You.
You just don't know where that was coming from. So, it was set up for a reason. Okay.
I think the purpose was for that. Yeah, thank you so much for acknowledging.
All right, you bet. You have a good night.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Kathy, we did it. I know that there are a couple of people in the chat rooms that we didn't get to, and I also know that you guys have decks of cards. I see your names. I know you have them, so pull a card.
I know, likely. All right, Melissa. I know Melissa needs to have someone pick her a card every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, let's draw one real quick. Melissa is one of the readers over at Living in the Light on Facebook, and it's a beautiful group to be a part of. And the card I just drew for you, Melissa, is the Healing Heart. You're a powerful healer. Keep up the good work.
Aww,
see, we can't
great.
Even tell her anything she doesn't already know. So,
yeah.
I love it. You guys are a great audience. I hope you have a wonderful night. Kathy, thank you for playing with me again online and on air.
Oh, it's fun.
And I'm sure we'll find another excuse to bring you back on.
thank you. That was fun.
Right. Yeah, I know. It was fun. So we will see you guys again next week. Please tune in Monday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Good night.